know. It's like, it's not a statue, Janelle. It's a, in honor of? A member of our church carved a wooden carving of me.
Imagine, like carved a carving.
How do you say that? They made a wooden
figure, a wooden figure.
A wooden figurine, yeah. And it's up here in Mom's office so that I'm always watching over her.
Yep, I'm sure she loves that.
That's pretty cool. I've never been immortalized in wood.
It's pretty cool. It's wood. I'm sure Lucy will love to play with it one day.
She will. I mean, my beard is a little short. I did tell him the beard could have been a bit longer. And my Bible is so tiny.
Nothing like critiquing.
Look at how tiny the Bible is.
Beautiful figurine. Woo-hoo!
It's very cool.
Pretty neat. So, pretty neato.
He's here watching over us, Jaquel. Wooden pastor dad. So we should include a picture.
We definitely
should. Okay, you do some talking and I'm going to take a picture of him.
Well, what is there to say, but it's a new day. A new day in the neighborhood.
What? You bibbly-bibbly-babbling.
It's a Friday. January.
Okay, clearly we need me to intervene here because this is going to go bad.
I mean, I have no jokes, no witty sayings.
Nothing to say. We got to record here. Your baby's sleeping.
Anecdotes.
The airplane's on the runway.
the sound machine is playing, yes.
Miami sound machine. That thing is so loud.
Yeah.
It literally sounds like there's an... I'm going to have to do something about this episode to get rid of that airplane sound.
I can't even hear it now.
It's so loud,
Jaquel.
Oh, my
goodness. Well, do you know when a baby is in the womb, they hear much louder sounds than that? It's a very loud whooshing they hear, and it's unfamiliar when they come out into the world, and it's so quiet and weird.
That's fascinating to me.
So the loud sound machine is a comforting sound to them.
Well, thank you for that explanation.
You're welcome.
What's going on?
Talk about toner again. I feel like I just really am in my sweet spot of information here.
No, please don't.
Okay, anything else about babies you want to know?
No.
Baby sleep.
Okay, in case you didn't know, I did have babies.
But in case you don't,
you were
remember
one
now,
of them. If you recall,
long time.
Look
ago,
at how
when you
turned
were
out.
Young.
You know how old I'm turning this year, Jaco?
Oh, I know. This is the year. Now.
I know. You've been looking forward to this for like 5 years.
I know. This
literally
is year 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's but and I got a while yet.
It's my own husband's quarter century birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's very
JoJo turns 25 when I turn 50?
Yep.
Whoa.
71 and 96.
We can have a dual birthday.
Yep. Well, I'd be more interested to hear what birthday Steve is celebrating because, as you know, Steve and Joe share a birthday.
Really?
Yep, April 26th.
Who knows what birthday that guy's at?
They're
going to
have a joint birthday party.
There you go.
Because both of them love celebrating their birthdays.
Yeah, right. They have the same birthday.
Yep. Huh. Pretty wild, huh?
Wow, that's some crazy stuff.
It is so crazy.
More importantly, what are you having for dinner? No, never mind. Yeah. What am I having for dinner? You know what I'm having for dinner
tonight?
What are
you having for dinner?
Clubhouse sandwiches.
Nice.
Yeah, because I got some bacon left over from that
from that
sweet brunch I made you yesterday.
Yeah,
if you touch that bacon, you are no longer my daughter.
It's fine. Mom made me cinnamon buns instead.
Yeah,
so I won't touch the bacon.
But we're having Clubhouse sandwiches, and I got that nice thin bread, so I'm making legit Clubhouse. You know, a legit Clubhouse has a piece of bread in the middle.
Oh, I didn't know that, no.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I guess you failed me in
that
regard.
You are my daughter. You don't know what a legit club sandwich is?
Well, you're the one who has made me Clubhouse sandwiches over the years, told me that this is a Clubhouse sandwich, and there's been no bread in the middle.
Really?
Yes.
I never put bread in the middle?
No.
I have failed you.
Yeah, you...
I have failed you as a father.
I think that's what we've learned here today.
Yes, exactly.
If the listeners take away nothing else.
Well, I think what we've learned is that we have nothing to... jibber jabber.
Not much. Not
so
much. I did spend like all day at your house yesterday.
It's true. Yeah. So let's just get into it.
Let's get into it.
I want to talk about this. We've done no preparation on this. You don't? Well, let's just wrap it up. I'll talk and you can.
Oh, I just assumed you were going to talk anyways.
Well, I'm definitely going to talk. Are you going
to talk?
Oh, you do. Yeah.
It's a
so
little
when
joke.
You,
we
so when you said you don't want to talk about it, you really did want to talk about it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, isn't that the funniest jokes?
You need to be more truthful, Jaquel. Okay, honestly speaking, you need to be more honest.
To be honest.
Are you going to be honest?
I think so.
Okay.
I'll try.
So I want to talk about this. It's still unclear whether Jaquel does or not.
I mean, it remains to be seen.
I
you can discern for yourself whether or not.
Oh my goodness. This is going bad fast.
Tell the listeners what you want to talk
about.
Now
I don't
Dad.
Even know what I want to talk about anymore. We're going to talk about tech and
big tech
media and whether we should be remaining on media or social media or whether we should be leaving social media because of what's going on with big tech.
Yeah, talk about freedom of speech.
We'll talk about big media, big tech, big Eva. Big everything. We got big stuff going.
This is a big episode. This big is episode. The big episode.
No, seriously. I would love to know, Jaquel. No. Yeah. What is... Okay, so here's the idea for this episode. I see two prevailing opinions online concerning... social media and whether we should remain on social media. Some people think we should leave. Some people think that we should stay. So I want to know your opinion on that, Jaquel. But first of all, it's like, why would people want to leave social media right now?
Right. And if you're a young person who's not on social media,
then just shut down right now. Just turn it off.
Don't. Because
stop listening.
Because we're not ultimately talking about social media. We're talking about these greater issues behind it. So a few big events have happened lately. Big events.
Big stuff.
We're talking about big tech.
Big tech.
Okay?
Big
tech is going to have big events.
Yep.
I think for a while now, people have been concerned about sites like Facebook, especially. I've heard more about in the last few months to a year.
Oh yeah.
About how they're using information. And even more, how they may be trying to censor information.
Ooh,
but,
big censor.
Not bad information. Information that the leftist leaders of some of these platforms disagree with. Mm-hmm. And so there's been some serious concern from conservatives about the issue of censorship. Now, I would like to say, I feel like a lot of people that were talking about it a few years ago, people kind of called them conspiracy theorists or like lumped them into being crazy. But again, with recent events, it doesn't really seem that crazy.
It really doesn't.
Because probably the event that even if you're not on social media, you probably heard about. I'm not American. Last president, President Donald J. Trump, got suspended from Twitter.
Yeah.
And banned from Twitter for life. Which had a lot of people asking some questions.
Yeah.
Asking some questions. And then I guess another big event is to do with an alternate social media platform that was started called Parlay.
Parlay or Parlor.
Or Parlor. Yeah.
It is from the French word parlay.
Okay.
But it's mostly pronounced parlor. Most people pronounce it parlor.
Okay, so I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
So that is
well, it got shut down.
It did.
It got shut down straight up. Like,
it did.
Boom.
But by basically
by Google,
big tech,
by Google Amazon. And Apple and Amazon together got Parler shut down. And I mean, here's what's so funny about that. Like some people call, I don't know if you've seen this, but I've seen a lot of Big Eva people talking about how horrible Parler is and how it's just a place for like a bunch of crazy alt-righters kind of thing. And it's like, have you been on Facebook or Twitter? There's just as much stuff like that on these sites where basically they let anything be posted. That's what social media is. It's a place where you can essentially say anything you want to say.
Yeah.
But they're now saying, oh, these other places like Parler and MeWe?
Oh, so I was going to ask you what you knew about
MeWe. I'm on there. I mean, I basically get accounts on all these places, like whether it's Parler or MeWe or Gab.
Okay.
Gab is another one.
Yeah.
Where I'm just kind of going to wait and see what happens with it.
Sure.
But it's like, the point is of social media is that, you get to basically say whatever you want to say. And it's like when it comes to Twitter or, Twitter says they got a problem with Donald Trump inciting violence, which, okay, neither here nor there. Let's not even get into that.
Yeah.
But there are scads and scads and scads and scads of quotes and things tweeted by leftists that are equally inciting violence, but they don't take those down.
What concerns me even more is, I guess like you said, there is truly vile, graphic, pornographic, violent content on social media that is just left there. That I think, is very within these technological, leaders' rights to remove that content. Mm-hmm. But the bigger issue is, how do we think about it when they're getting into, basically weighing into the culture war and being like, we're going to have control over what political opinions are expressed. We're going to, we want to have control over what religious views are expressed, all this stuff.
Yeah.
How should Christians think about being a part of a medium like that.
Yeah, and I mean, there's lots more we could say about what's going on with big tech and all that sort of thing, but that's really the issue. There's some people that are looking at this, and I mean, like, clearly I have problems with Facebook and Twitter and what they're doing. I have issues with Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey and all sorts of these things, but the question comes down to is should Christians leave these platforms? Mm-hmm. And do they have a responsibility to leave these platforms? Mm-hmm. Do they have a responsibility to stay on these platforms?
Yeah.
And Jaquel and I haven't really talked much about this. We just decided to get on the mics and have a conversation about this. So, Jaquel, I am going to give you the first word on this. Should Christians remain on sites like Facebook and Twitter, or go on to platforms like Parler, which is called this alt-right conservative area? Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Okay, so I don't really have like an answer to the should question. Because I really think it'll just depend on the person. Okay.
Yeah.
I think so there's my cards. Like, I think you absolutely can stay on Facebook and Twitter.
There's no must leave.
There is no must leave.
Okay.
But similarly, there is no must stay. Okay. I personally do not think Christians are obligated to stay on these platforms. I don't think this is an issue of Christians participating in culture. Like, I don't think getting off of Facebook because of your convictions about how they are trying to censor and silence Christians is retreating from the culture.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, I think we both agree that you don't necessarily have to stay or necessarily have to go.
Yes.
We don't think this comes down to a sin issue either way.
No.
I completely agree. Okay. But like, let's take it a step further. Let's go back to should. What do you think that Christians should do here in general?
So I'll tell you, most of the people that I have been following that have bigger platforms, have been talking about these issues, have mm-hmm. real concerns about big tech.
Yeah.
Are refusing to leave. And, you know, most of them are
I like it.
Are quite vocal about the fact
right.
that they will stay until
their
accounts
are shut down. If you
want to
silence me, go for it.
Yes. Yeah. So their view, and I guess this is the view I am sympathetic to, is that if all the Christians leave, then there will be no change. There will be, it will just, you know, totally shift into a
a
platform that's like a left
progressive
echo
leftist.
Chamber.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me just ask you a question.
Ask
here.
Me.
We'll kind of because we're both just kind of thinking through this.
Yeah.
What would be the reasons for leaving then? And I think that there are some. I can think of one or two.
Yeah.
But like, what would you say? What would be so there are people who are leaving.
Sure.
What do you think their reasoning is?
So I think there is, if people are like, well, you know, we want to share truth and our truth is going to be silenced. Like, I follow several people on Instagram, for example,
yeah.
whose posts are just straight up removed
yeah.
For sharing, you know, alternate information
right.
than the common narrative about, you know, a variety of topics.
Yeah.
And so there's an element of, well, if I can't post what I want to post, why would I stay?
Hmm.
If I have to try to be like inauthentic or you know, if they're going to force me to fit into a box and say an area, I don't want to say that. There's
okay.
no point in me staying.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I think another reason people might leave is that they don't want to support
yes.
Facebook or they don't want to support Twitter. I don't know. Like, you know, you're not paying anything to Twitter. Sure, you are giving them information.
Yes.
You know, that's
very valuable
to
them.
That's the currency. That's
yeah.
what, you know, you don't pay money to use Facebook or Twitter, but you do give them information.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, are you really like, I don't know how much you're supporting them. Like, they don't even know my birthday, for goodness sake.
Yeah. It is one of those things, though. Like, I can see it both ways. And it's like, well, you know, if all the Christians left, you know, that would make a statement. Like,
yeah, that's true.
That you would affect some kind of change, whether or not
yeah.
it's what you intend. But at the same time, you know, are you going to take this argument towards everything,
yeah.
every business,
yeah.
every company that
yeah.
their leaders stand for something you disagree with?
Yeah.
We've talked about before, you're not going to be able to shop anywhere.
No,
you're not gonna
stop
be able to do
shopping.
Anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for goodness sake, this issue specifically deals with Amazon.
Oh,
Amazon
yeah,
is one of the companies, when it came to Parler, Parler was hosting their site on Amazon, and Amazon ripped them and said,
yeah.
nope, sorry, forget about
yeah.
it. Now, Parler could go and host their site somewhere else.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, it's easier said
yeah.
said than done. But the point is, so are you going to stop shopping on Amazon?
Well, I saw somebody did. One of my,
I know somebody as well. Yeah. And I mean, okay, that's fine. I'm not going to do that because I mean, again, like you better stop shopping at Walmart too.
Yeah.
You know, and there's several other stores that you're not going to be able to shop at as well. Like how far are you going to take it?
Which that is another kind of side conversation that is worth having.
It is, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about whether you should be on social media when social media is attempting to censor certain things.
And I do think the element of your personal temptations to sin may play a part in it. So for example,
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So for example, if you are like more prone to anger and frustration and cynicism and bitterness, and you're like, and you know, say you're a conservative who posts about this stuff all the time, and you just know that you're just gonna keep coming up against frustration, and it's just gonna, you know, get harder and harder and harder for you.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'd be a situation where if you're a shopaholic, you just don't hang out at the mall. I think there could be a case that, you know, if this is just getting too hard for you and getting too frustrating for you, I think you can just leave social media.
But that's not really to do with what we're talking about here.
Oh, I think it is if your concern is the censorship, is the concern that you're going to be, you know, silenced, or you're just going to be frustrated.
Okay, so let me, I think a necessary consideration here, and okay, that's fair enough. Like, I do understand what you're saying there. I guess that's fair enough perspective, but I think we need to be more intentional about how we social media. And yes, I know you're not supposed to use that as a verb, but I don't care. I'm doing it anyway. You know, I mean, like, I think we just think, oh, we, like, so many times you hear people complaining about social media stuff and people, things they see people posting. I'm like, you know, you do choose who you follow.
Yes.
You don't have to see this stuff. And that's kind of something that I'm wrestling with right now. Because I have been dealing with some frustration when it comes to what a lot of Big Eva guys are saying on Twitter and stuff like that. Yeah. It is frustrating. And so it might be an issue where you know, I need to take some active steps. But, okay. So I mean, there are legitimate reasons, we should say, I suppose, that people would leave
Christians would leave,
right now. So I mean, any others before we move
on? Well, I was gonna say, always, you know, if primary people listening to this are young people, like, this should always be under the umbrella of like what your parents are comfortable with, and if you're on social media, I do hope that you have been able to have a conversation or two or three with your parents about this, because these are not unimportant issues.
No, they're not. I mean, you know, they're issues that we wouldn't be discussing 25 years ago. How long has social media even been around?
Oh, good question. So, like, Facebook was first, right? So that would have been,
I don't, 10, I guess it was. Well, no, before Facebook, there was MySpace.
Oh, yeah. Well, nobody in my generation has ever used MySpace.
When did Facebook begin?
I think it was like 15 years ago. 20? No, not 20.
It launched on February 4th, 2004.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So 17 years ago.
Okay. So, but then again, MySpace was around before then. And so, I mean, like, so social media really, you know, I mean, it's only 20 years old, essentially.
Well, the internet is not real old.
That's true also. But so, I mean, like, navigating the social media world is a unique challenge.
It is.
And it's something really that, you know, the fact that it's only been around 20 years or so, it indicates that we're really not anywhere close to as informed as we ought to be about how to function on it. So we are charting, we are in uncharted territory right now for the most part.
Sure.
So,
and I think it's difficult too, because it changes so rapidly. Like,
well, there's that too. The, like, social media itself.
Yeah. And the dominant platforms, I mean, ones have like MySpace, like, that came and went. And, you know, right now there's kind of the big three: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. But there was, you know, Snapchat had its day. You know, TikTok was insane for a while.
TikTok.
We just, like, see them go in waves. And it is difficult with, you know, our, like, my generation versus your generation and how we navigate things differently. Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking, so there was that documentary on Netflix, which was it?
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch it, but I know what you're talking about. The Social Dilemma.
Okay,
yeah.
So, I mean, I watched part of it, and, you know, I mean, everybody talked about how amazing it was. I watched part of it. I turned it off because I was so bored, because this was the point of it. The whole point of that documentary was to help you see how social media companies like Facebook and Twitter are attempting they're attempting to manipulate you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I'm like, duh.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not all like high and mighty and everything, yeah. but like, are there people that don't think that Facebook and Twitter and Google are doing things intentionally because they want you to think a certain way?
Right.
Like, if you don't realize that, then you need to get off social media.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the whole issue of the like button they talked about, like everything they're doing, they're like, okay, there's more layers of it here, but this is, I mean, this is not conspiracy theory.
No.
Everything that they are doing to get you onto social media more and more and more. This is what they want.
100%.
They want you on, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg wants you on Facebook more so that he will get more, for his company will get more information about you so that they will be able to manipulate you more.
Yes. So they can sell that information to advertisers.
I mean, okay, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be on social. I'm not saying this so that you shouldn't be on social media. I'm saying that you should just recognize that.
Yeah.
So then let's flip the conversation. Why should people stay on social media in spite of all of this stuff?
Yeah, well, I can tell you why. I mentioned a number of the people that I'm following are saying, no, we want to stay for a few reasons. Number one, like I said, so they can affect change.
Yeah.
That, like I said, if every Christian left, then, you know, these platforms are just these echo chambers that no conservative would want to be a part of. And so they're like, no, we're going to make a statement by staying. But number two, I think they do view it as a way of seeking to influence the culture for Christ.
Yeah. And what about just to influence other people? Like what about even just, okay, so there's kind of two things that you can do on social media as a Christian. There's scads of things you can do on social media. But as a Christian, you know, you can do things that will sanctify other believers, or you can do things that will evangelize the lost.
Right?
I mean, that's pretty straightforward. Yeah. Like, there's really easy ways that you can do that on social media.
Yeah.
So why do we want to stop doing that? Like, I really think that the value. Now it depends. This is, we kind of get deeper and deeper into the social media vortex. But some people do not use social media like that. I know a seminary president who you wouldn't even know he's a Christian based on his Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And okay, that's, I mean, we can have that discussion. Yeah. My personal view is that if you're a Christian and you're not using your social media for evangelization and at least to some degree, you know, to let people know that you are a Christian and, you know, you want them to become Christians, I personally think you should get off social media.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the other aspect is that it's for communication, you know, with your friends and loved
ones.
And that's fine. Like, I'm not saying that's not good, but I'm just saying here's an opportunity to make the gospel known and to help uplift other believers. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you use it for that?
Yeah, I think this ultimately comes down to kind of the very root issue of Christians using social media. And it's that you have to be discerning.
Yeah.
You have to think critically about it. And you have to seek to use social media like a Christian. Like, don't just disengage and be like, you know, I just do whatever on it. Like, this is what my friends do. Like, no, like, think through what you're doing and why you're using it.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I just think that there is a lot of things that you can do for good on social media. Like, you know, my perspective, and it's not to say that, like, I don't post fun stuff. I try to think about what will be edifying to others somehow. And so sometimes I'll post a funny video of me and Lucy, or I'll post something I cooked because people get joy from that. Or, you know, I mean, we have a good time, you know, talking about food and things of that nature. It can be God glorifying. And it's kind of like, I really believe that if all the Christians leave social media, social media is going to be the lesser for it. Oh, obviously, it's
absolutely
going to be.
I mean, so I think about, I love social media because of who I follow. Like, it's not just about, you know, what content you put up, but who you're following, and especially a site like Twitter or Instagram where you curate who you follow. Like, the people that I follow bless me so much and teach me so much.
That's why you follow them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to leave, you know, because they are willing to stay and continue to use their gifts and information to edify and bless me.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, like, our personal perspectives are that, you know, you can use social media to the glory of God. Or let's just say if you can use, you know, again, like we said, this is not a must. You know, we're not saying it's sin to stay or to go. Should I stay or should I? I'm sorry, I had to. We're not saying that, you know, it's sin if you do or you don't. But what we're saying is that you can make a difference.
Yes.
And if you can make a difference for the gospel on social media, then why not do it? Again, yeah. this is assuming that you've had the conversation with your parents. Yes. For young people. This is, I mean... Yeah.
And it's assuming that you're not being naive, you're not being ignorant of the real issues and real concerns that are going on with these tech giants. Yeah. But, you know, you can deal with that as a Christian. We think you can.
Yeah, no, a day could come. Like, if they start saying, oh no, if we see the word gospel or Jesus or Bible, we're removing it, okay, then fine.
Yeah.
See you guys later. It's not to say that things couldn't change, but where they are right now, I say Christians, you know, make a difference. Make a difference however you can. And there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jaquille, speaking of social media, where can people find us on
We're on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Although mostly all we ever do is anything on Instagram.
Yeah, it's true.
We never do anything on Twitter and Facebook. What's the matter with us? Why are we not making use of Twitter and Facebook, Jaquille? We got to get to it. We got to get more good stuff on Twitter and Facebook. Maybe. Like all that age minority gold.
Yeah. Or they can visit our website, ageofminority.com. Email us at JaquilleOrSean at ageofminority.com. And they can head over to Apple, that highly contentious site,
people.
But make a difference on Apple. And yeah, we'll have this 5-star rating and review for a chance for your review to maybe even be reviewed here.
It could happen.
It could.
But until next week.
This has been Age of Minority.